the Tom Likas Show.
That's my way or the fucking highway.
Now, the Internet's number one call-in show.
If you don't like, get the fuck out.
The Tom Likas Show.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. Well, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at MomiUpTom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. We are less than an hour away from Likas 101, and Likas 101 will happen as it always does. Every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Meantime, here we are once again, making history, doing something crazy. You know, Gary Zabransky and I had to come to Oregon for two reasons. One is we had an auction winner. The high bidder is in Powell Butte, Oregon, so we had to come to Oregon so we could do that show, and we're going to do that show on Monday from the home of a listener. And at this point, he's decided to be anonymous.
Apparently an amazing home, too, by the way, with, like, killer views.
Right, which I love.
Right.
I mean, if he doesn't want to say who he is, that's fine with me. I just want to get the view.
No. What do we care? He's happy to have us. He just wants to remain anonymous right now.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
If it changes, great. If not, that's fine. But Monday, we'll be at a listener's home doing the show.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's going to be pretty low-key about it. I mean, it'd be very different if we ended up at, like, I don't know, like, Foco's living room. Like, that
would be different.
That would be entirely different.
Yes, it would.
You know.
Crazy bitch.
That would just be nuts.
But this guy paid $4,400 for us to come to Oregon.
We're talking about a dude with just an incredible house and an incredible view, and it's not about, this thing's not about him at all. It's about having you in his living room, and he just gets to, you know, sit back and watch it.
Right.
Which is pretty killer.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I've never done anything like this, and I would dare say no one in the radio business has ever done anything like this.
Right. So being that we haven't been up here since, what, it's been like over 10 years.
2005 is the last time. Yeah. Portland probably before that.
Yeah. So being that we, you know, we've waited all this time, we figured we'd jam some stuff in here. And So we're doing wine tasting for a couple days, staying in a vineyard, thanks to our friend Dewey, who totally hooked us up.
Yeah.
And we're interviewing winemakers all day long and then doing this.
Right.
And then on Saturday, we're off to Bend, and we're going to be in there, like, you know, a day and a half early to get some interviews in there and also drink a lot of beer.
Yes.
That's the idea.
That's right. And we'll have this gadget with us. Who knows? I might get a fucking wild hair up my ass and decide to do a show at some oddball time.
Mikey.
Only if Mikey's. I'm not going to ask Mikey to come in if he happens to be in.
Samson is a piece of shit.
Yeah, we might say, hey, Mikey, what are you doing? He's coming in this weekend.
Tinson's going to be. I think Tinson's in every weekend, man. Dude works 7 days a week.
We all work 7 days a week.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
It's the new normal, Gary.
Right.
Yeah. But
anything's possible. So we
sunbreaks.
Who knows? Yeah, you want to be looking for those sunbreaks.
Sunbreaks. If there aren't any sunbreaks, I think we'll be cozy inside. I'll have this microphone. We could just hook up.
It really is amazing. While we were recording earlier today, we're 10 winemakers into it, and then finally, the sun appears out of nowhere, and it's, you know. It really does. Like it breaks the clouds.
Makes
like
a brief appearance, then it goes away again.
Coming from the heavens or something.
That's
I know
right.
You don't believe in God, but...
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. But it's just the concept. It's just otherworldly when it happens.
Right.
Some breaks.
And it's true a fall here. You know, that whole thing about the leaves turning. You can see the leaves
right.
turning.
It's a real deal. I mean, even the vineyards are turning and...
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. Of course, our whole ride out here was just rain nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to be up at the crack today just to get to wine country.
The crack.
That's right.
We got in, finally, like, settled in around midnight, got a, by the way, the pizza wasn't that bad, considering.
No.
We could only do Domino's.
Right.
That was our only option.
And they were closing in 10 minutes, so we didn't really have a lot of time to make a decision.
So this is like a style. We did a Domino's pie. It was like a meatball pepperoni, with like a $100 bottle of wine.
Yes.
By yeah.
the way, it went perfectly.
It was awesome.
It was.
Yeah.
And by the way, I finished off those cheesy breadsticks.
Oh, I bet you did.
They had that little cup of marinara sauce. I just dipped right in.
I went back to the room and had just a little nip of the
Lafroig.
Oh, just, you know.
I'm joining you tonight on that.
Just a little bedtime thing to ensure that there wasn't going to be a problem sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't at all.
No, waking up was the problem. Now, sleeping was not a problem at all.
Right. It was a little slow getting into gear this morning.
Well, you wake up also and it's raining and it's cloudy and it's dark outside. You just want to stay in bed till noon.
Yeah. True.
That's how it is here.
Yeah. But I'm glad we got out here, and we got out here by noon and we started recording and rocking and rolling. We got a beautiful guest house in a vineyard.
It's spectacular.
I mean, I don't think people would believe it.
No, I don't think so either. We'll take some pictures. People will see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No doubt about it.
I took one picture out the window today and posted it.
That's a beautiful view from there. I mean, it's just silly. By the way,
I'll bet people don't even know that all those yellow leaves they're seeing in the distance, that's a vineyard.
Yeah. And so I'm getting word today that there's a slight possibility that they believe that that house could be haunted in some weird way. Some stories about the drawers ended up being open and, magazines ending up in weird places and stuff like that. So we'll find out tonight.
As long as those spirits have a vagina, I'm in. spook me, darling, right over here. And
really?
So I look at it. Yes.
You'd be down with doing a ghost, huh?
Absolutely.
All right.
With a vagina.
Well, you don't have to throw that in. Of course.
No.
It would be a ghost with a vagina.
Well, you would hope it had a vagina.
Right. Yeah.
Most movies and cartoons about ghosts, they're kind of asexual.
Yeah.
I want a ghost with a vagina.
You want ghost giants?
Yeah, I do. That's right.
Ghost queef.
That's right.
Has to be particularly special.
That's what I want. They have a particular kind of queef. That's what I want to feel.
You know, this is a hard situation. I have to deal with this all the time. To split these two worlds of the Tasting Room and the Tom Leica Show.
Yes. But we had a woman today.
Here we are. We just walked away from like a wonderful situation.
Yeah.
Super high end wines from one of the most. The popularity of this wine region right now is just unbelievable. And some of the best producers in the business sat at a table with you and discussed in great detail and sophistication their wines.
Yes.
And now we're sitting here talking about ghost queefs.
Yes.
And it just
pussy farts.
Yeah. It just seems weird.
By the way, the best part was the winemaker for the winery that's hosting us. The woman comes in and she says, "You know, my husband is a big fan of yours." And I said, "Not the Tasting Room, right? No, the other show.
Yeah, the other show.
He listens to the other show.
The other Tom Leicus.
He wanted me to know."
I always try to explain to people, it's that other Tom Leicus that, made the ranch possible and the wine collection, all your babies in the cellar
right.
and everything. That's the Tom Leicus that made that possible.
That's why we have the new normal.
Right. And the Tasting Room is more or less a labor of love.
Right.
It's something that you are, you are just
very
into.
Passionate
yes.
about. But look, if it weren't for the Tasting Room, we wouldn't be here now.
That's correct. That's a good point.
Tasting wines and tasting beers and visiting not yet completed tasting rooms and plugging in and doing shows and things like that.
Sad, sad situation coming out here today. I mean, we spent a good hour and 20 minutes in a car, and we were busting through the radio dial.
Yes.
Only to find that it's a barren wasteland.
Well, first of all,
crap.
Half of it is shit coming from L.A., like Fox Sports Radio.
Okay.
Another shit like that. And then there's a lot of fucking music on AM, like Christian music, country music.
Well, yeah. Who else wants those signals, you know?
A lot of fucking bullshit. But we were talking about this in the car today. It used to be when I would come to a city, because I worked in the radio business my whole life, the first thing I would do, I would, you know, get the rental car and immediately set all the buttons and turn on the radio and find out what's going on. So I turn on the radio and I'm getting Rich Eisen and Jay Moore and all these fucking shows from L.A. Aren't there any people on the radio in Portland? Any? I didn't hear.
Well, I don't think there's a radio station in Portland that can afford to pay talent. So they're just taking all this stupid syndicated crap and throwing it up on a signal and then, you know, trying to sell commercials.
Yeah, we had a rental car, so we didn't exactly have a big touch screen with all the things I'm used to having. Mm. So we went old school today and just started scanning the radio dial, and it was pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Right. Now, by the way, the radio dial in L.A. is pretty bad, but when I'm in L.A., I've got the Tesla, so I don't have to listen to the radio dial in L.A.
Right, but of course not. Yeah.
When we were here in the rain trying to make our way through the interstates, we were listening, and it was awful.
Yeah, but it used to be a way that you get a vibe of a city, you know?
Right.
The first thing you do is you check out the radio, see what people were talking about, see what, you know, what the
deal was.
Remember
when we came to town to do a remote broadcast, we would turn on the radio to find out what people were talking about.
Right.
And now it's a complete waste of time.
No, you just go to Twitter.
Right.
See what's going on there.
I know. Yeah, it's not like it used to be.
No,
yeah, back in the day, you know, we turn on the radio, find out what's going on in the community. Now, no.
The local morning guy was giving out health tips this morning, though.
I heard that.
That was good.
I heard that station KPAM.
KPAM,
all
that's right.
Pamperin Radio.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Was it Pamperin? I think it was
Pamperin.
Yes.
Because that's how I was
health
raised.
Tips. Yeah, a lot of health tips.
Yeah. For guys who have periods.
Right. I think I was menstruating after listening.
Totally.
I was.
Yeah.
I had to shove a wad of cotton in there.
Yeah. I put a pad on myself.
Yeah. By the way, we've got 8,000 fruit flies now.
Yeah, there's really a thing going on there.
Oh, look at my glass of wine here, Gary.
Right.
7,000 fruit flies now.
Well, they like wine just as much as we do.
I didn't think they like it more than we do. Thing is, we'll be here tomorrow. They'll be dead.
Right. Unless they're carrying the Ebola, and then we're all dead. So.
Right. I mean, by the way,
good way to go out, though.
On that plane last night flying up here, I was thinking about the Ebola.
Every time somebody coughed, Tom would be like, there we go.
There we go.
What did I tell you?
We that got chick the, behind us.
It's the Ebola.
She's got it.
And then once you did that, I was like super hypersensitive to every time somebody started coughing. I'm
right.
Like, oh, fuck.
You never know who these people are.
This sucks.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. That wasn't much of a plane we took last night. That was...
No. That was...
Are they really cutting back that much that they just that they don't put a real plane in the air? They just...
No. It was two people in a row. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's because we were flying out of Burbank.
I love Burbank, man.
Flying out of Burbank
is the greatest thing in the world. Do you know that we... It blew me away, but we actually got to the gate without showing our ID. The woman literally issued our tickets and never asked for fucking ID. How is that possible?
I don't know. It blows me away.
I mean, I don't want to get her in trouble or anything, but she just didn't ask for fucking ID. She issued us tickets. We walked up, said who we were, never asked for ID. She issued us tickets. She let us go right to the fucking gate.
And the Arabs, they don't know anything about Burbank. Come on. They go to LAX.
That's why Burbank is awesome.
That's right.
You have to deal with all that shit like
Love
LAX.
It was fantastic.
Right.
And by the way, how dead is Burbank at night? 8:30 at night. There's like 50 people in the airport.
Sure, yeah.
Nobody there. Nothing going on.
Stroll right through security.
Waltzed in. Sashayed up to the gate. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a perfect situation.
Yeah. Monday we have.
And by the way, they were giving away free beer on the flight. Free fucking beer.
Right? I know.
And we had a really cool stewardess who was like, you guys want more?
You guys, she knew we were the two who really liked the beer a lot. So she kept coming back and, you want to finish this bottle off? She said,
Right? Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
That's right. Pretty amazing.
You may have been pushing your luck when you like asked for more as we were in descent. You're like, is there any more of that?
Well, sometimes, you know, it pains. You know, sometimes I want to empty the rest of that bottle. Watch out for your glass. There's some fruit flies heading right for the opening.
I see that. We got a fruit fly thing going here. I'm just, you know what I'm going to do? You know, I'm going to solve this just by drinking all the wine. That's going to be it.
Yes.
Just get it done.
Absolutely.
It's all good. You know what? You just keep your glass in motion. That's what you have to do.
You just put, you know what I got to do? I got to put
cover it up.
Paper towel around the top of the lid, and then you're done.
If you're always drinking, you don't need to cover it up at all.
That's right.
You'll be fine.
Exactly right. So, okay, folks, here we are. Now, you guys heard me at midnight. I was by myself. Mikey was in the studio, and one Saturday night at midnight, I fired this baby up, this gadget I got here, and did a show from my kitchen table. And the phones filled up. And I just want to find out, here we are in Oregon. We fired this baby up again, and here we are.
You did it from Sonoma, too. We're hitting all the wine regions.
Right.
Yes.
And by the way, Sonoma, so people know, I didn't believe this gadget was as good as people said it was. So when we went to Sonoma, I rented one. I didn't own it yet. I just rented somebody else's gadget.
Right.
Hooked it up, worked great. Then I went ahead and bought this one. This thing's $4,000, but it does exactly what it says it does. And by the way, less delay than when I'm at the ranch.
Right.
You know, there's a little bit of latency with all these gadgets, and this one has virtually none.
So far, everybody says it sounds good.
Yeah.
I guess we'll hear from them if they do. Disagree.
So how do you guys feel about it? I mean, we're on the road. Now, I know Dewey knows exactly where we are, but we don't know exactly where we are. We didn't have time to ask you.
I don't know if it's a good idea if we give out our location anyway. I guess there might be some people in the area. Mm. We've heard from some people down the road.
Right. Well, you know, there's legalized weed here yesterday, so you never know if it's a good time.
Anybody got gummy bears?
The day before yesterday. Yeah, gummy bear. Let's go. You never know it's a good idea to give out your location.
They literally just legalized weed
on Tuesday. You never know it's a good idea.
Well, I definitely, before we get off, I want to give these guys a big salute because they let us just stroll in here.
Right.
They haven't even opened the place yet.
I know.
They have no idea what we're going to do in here. And it's very cool that, they opened their joint just for us so that we could do this.
I love it.
It's awesome. It's a great space, by the way, and you're looking out on whatever this main drag. I think this is 99 out here, 99W they call it.
99W. 99W South. You would think 99W would be 99 West, but it's not. It's
W.
South.
Right. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
99W South is what we traveled on.
Is there a 99S West?
99W. No, don't confuse
that. 99W. I used to work at that state. 99W.
The big W, they called it.
That's right. All right. Do you like this? Do you like us going on the road? Do you like us whipping out the mic and just doing the show from wherever we are? How do we sound? You can tell us. We have Likas 101 coming up at, about 40 minutes from now, about 5 p.m. Pacific time if you're listening live, 8 p.m. Eastern time. But in the meantime, it's you and me and Gary. At 901-3000-TOM. That's the telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. You can dial us right now. Come on. Step it up. 901-3000-866.
No transmitters. No satellite dishes. No corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Let's take a minute here and talk about Harry's, okay? Harry's.com. Harry's is all about creating a better shaving experience for guys like you and me. And it all started with two guys who were tired of paying an arm and a leg for big-name razors at the drugstore or the big-box store. You know how much those cartridges are costing these days? It's insanity. Now, you know, Harry's.com provides a superior shave with their high-quality razor blades that are designed for precision. They ship their blades directly from their factory in Germany to your doorstep, cutting out the middleman, and they deliver a great shave at factory direct prices. They're the shaving experts, and they've been crafting high-quality blades for nearly a century. You know, not only does Harry's offer an incredibly smooth shave, they do this for a fraction of the prices you'd find at drugstores. Their starter shave set is just $15. And to make the deal even better, my listeners can enter my code LYKIS, that's spelled L-E-Y-K-I-S, at checkout for an additional 20% off. That's right, 20% off the razor, three blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or their new foaming shave gel. Imagine that. Shipping is always free, and the folks at Harry's guarantee your satisfaction. Go to Harry's.com right now. Enter my code LYKIS in the promo box at checkout, and Harry's will give you 20% off your first order. That's right. Enter my code LYKIS right now and get 20% off your first order. That's Harry's.com. Change the way you shave forever.
There's the easy way of doing things, and there's the new normal way of doing things. The easy way to play rock from the last two generations is safe, nice, non-offensive. Sold 5 million or more copies. Tested well in focus groups with alligator clamps on their nipples. The new normal way is great big radio. Reckless, crazy, taking chances, playing songs people forgot about. And if those songs have a filthy word or two, we leave it in there. And great big radio does live shows late at night.
What?
I'm Howard Hoffman, live on Great Big Radio, Monday through Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. So if you're going to relive your slept-through-class, drug-addled, all-night love-making sessions with your headphones in college, you might as well throw on Great Big Radio. Oldies gone wrong. Totally, horribly wrong.
Great Big Radio.
24-7 on GreatBigRadio.com. Tune in, iTunes, or the Great Big Radio app for iPhone and Android.
FOCO Liz is back with brand-new additions to the FOCO clothing line at FOCOU-FOCOME.com. T-shirts, tops, tanks, and accessories for both guys and chicks, all designed by Liz and made with high-quality material. Grab yourself a classic tee in sizes small to double XL. Or check out the accessories, including wristbands, hats, bags, and more, for you or to give as a gift. It's all FOCO, and it's all at the right price. Show your support for an original P1 who has not only supported the show for years, but has fed the content kitty with those gems you'll never forget. Show her some love at FOCOU-FOCOME.com today. It's the complete line of everything FOCO, but the ceviche, of course, at FOCOU-FOCOME.com. The Tom Likas Show. And I know where we are, Dundee, Oregon. I just went out and did a little research. It's Highway 99W in Dundee, Oregon. That's where we are. In a tasting room that's just about to open up. And I know that some of you are listening from Oregon. You know where we are, approximately. I only know approximately where we are, but at least I know we're on that Highway 99W, for God's sake.
I'm hearing from everybody in Oregon. I think somebody just offered to take us hunting.
Really?
Wanna
all
go,
right.
Want to go kill some animals?
Right.
We apparently can do that.
Exactly.
Get that done.
You look out at Highway 99W here in Dundee, Oregon. We're in the Willamette Valley, which is Oregon's wine country, and it is a beautiful place. We've been here before, but here we are actually doing the show from here for a change. And a pleasure and an amazing miracle to be able to do our show. Back in the day, you have to understand why this is a big deal. You may not understand why this is a big deal. Back in the day, any time we wanted to do a remote broadcast, and for the first 2.5 years of doing our show, you were saying, why don't you come here? Why don't you come there? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? For the longest time, doing the show on the road required a lot of expense and a lot of people. Back in the day, you would have to have ISDN lines and so on. Not one phone line, but two, and then you had to have that gadget called a Zephyr, and you had to hook everything up. It cost thousands of dollars to do a show from the road. Now, the listeners didn't understand that because it was all paid for by advertisers or by the venues where we were going, or was paid for by the companies that own the radio stations. But we don't have that kind of money. I'll be honest with you. We're already in the red, and we were not going to spend more money on going out and doing the show. And then along came this gadget we're using today called a Comrex Access. And this thing, all you need is a Wi-Fi signal. That's all you need. And once you enter the password into the gadget, there you are with a broadcast quality signal. And you're hearing my voice. Can you even tell that I'm not in the studio? Most people probably can't. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. And how easy it is to set up and everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny little fucking thing.
Yeah. In fact, what I showed a picture of it on Facebook. I posted it. And in reality, the gadget's a lot smaller than it looks because it's hooked into an onboard mixer for the wonks and tech geeks out there. There's a mixer, so you can put in up to 5 microphones if you want to. Have a panel discussion if you care to. But in reality, if you have only one microphone, you can lose about 3/4 of the device and just have that piece on the left side if you're looking at it on Facebook.
Right.
That would, with a microphone, that would get you in, that
you
would be done.
You could roll around with that in your Tesla and just do shows from there.
I told you, that's my plan.
So what's the deal with that? Do they intend to have Wi-Fi soon or some kind of 3G or 4G or something?
Oh, they've got 3G, but no. If we want to operate this, I'm going to go through the technical specifications here because I've already done. My phone is also a Sprint hotspot.
Right.
4G. So I could use it to operate this gadget. So all I have to do is get a 4G signal on the phone, which is not hard to do in L.A., and then use the passcode on the Comrex access.
What are we doing?
We're going to do it.
Make that happen.
I'm making it happen. We're going to do it, no doubt. We're going to do the show in the front seat of my car.
I'd like to see you in a Chevy the last couple of days, tooling around here.
Yes. I've rented a Chevy Impala.
Right. It's totally an un-Tom Likas kind of car.
No, not even, by the way, not even a screen for like GPS, nothing. It's right. That old GM, that GM clock from the 70s they're still using.
Really sucks what they did. I mean, they had the opportunity to do awesome stuff, and it just turns out to be like a boring-ass car.
Well, you know, American vehicles are exciting when the parts don't fall off. When you open the window and the knob doesn't fall off, that's exciting in and of itself.
Come on.
You know that's true.
Made great strides.
Look, these were the American cars were the tits back in the 50s and 60s. The absolute best, fantastic, legends, okay? All these muscle cars and everything. Everything from the Dodge Challenger to the original Mustang.
By the way, the new Challenger's awesome, and, you know, there's some good stuff out there.
Have you driven a Challenger?
I have.
And did the knobs?
It's fucking amazing.
Did the knobs fall off?
No, nothing fell off.
Really?
Yes. It's a very well-made car.
You drive some of these cars and the knobs fall.
Got some balls, that car, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, that's fun.
That's a heavy engine, doesn't
good.
It?
Yeah, it's good muscle.
Yeah. I like it.
That's what I'm after.
I like it. But then they got that Dodge Dart with those awful commercials.
Yeah, I mean, the Dart's like an affordable, you know, lower-end thing.
Ugly.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, it's not.
Don't touch my Dart. Who would want to touch that?
It is. That's a whole weird campaign, man. Who's that dude? The black dude?
Craig Robinson?
Yeah.
From The Office?
Yeah, what are you supposed to think of that whole thing, don't touch my Dart?
I'm thinking, you really think that's the kind of car you don't want people touching?
Hey.
You're kind of low end.
That your friends give you really, really jealous.
Don't touch my Lamborghini. But my Dart, you can fucking sit on the hood as far as I'm concerned.
Don't touch my Lambo.
Oh.
That would be different altogether, yeah.
Don't touch my Tesla. I told Adam Sachs don't touch it, and he touched it. Now he had to buy his own Tesla just so he could touch a Tesla.
Right.
Right?
He wanted so badly to touch a Tesla.
Right? Don't touch my Dart? Really? A fucking Dodge Dart.
Yeah. Well, you understand. I mean, they're going for a younger demo.
No, I understand that. But that's
so
like assuming
a Dart would be a big deal.
That's like assuming young people are just fucking stupid, which they're not.
Well, young people have a limited, you know, dough to.
They'd rather touch a 1967 Dodge Dart than this piece of shit. Yeah, it's called the Dodge Dart.
I don't know if it's a piece of shit. You really think it's a piece of shit?
I do. Yeah, that. Ugh. Awful. Don't touch that. Really? Awful. I mean, I know The Office is off the air and people need work, but come on.
Don't touch my dog.
No. Oh, Jesus.
According to Timson, Adam has a new saying, don't touch my fart, and the two of them battle it out in the studio.
I hadn't heard about that. Love that. Unbelievable.
There's apparently a flatulence issue going on sometimes when...
when you bring in four pastrami sandwiches, that's going to happen. How many sandwiches did he bring into the Laugh Factory? Come on.
Oh, man.
That was a lot.
It might be a dietary situation. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean,
he's on the pastrami diet?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you have a bad diet. It just means that the diet, you know, generates gas. Look, I mean, when I started eating lots of the vegetables and stuff, I would blow Dino out of the fucking studio every time we recorded because I was eating broccoli and cauliflower.
You need
stuff.
To capture that shit because we need to recycle as much of that energy
right.
as possible.
That's what they run the darts on, by the way. They don't run on gas.
Really?
Let me
send
the car.
Don't touch my
fart.
Oh, my God.
The last time Adam was being yelled at by Timson, I actually hid underneath the desk back here. It was
They got into a full-blown
I can't believe
brawl.
Tom missed any
like
of
nuts.
That. How could you miss it? The window shook. Not because of the fart, the argument.
My prediction in 2 years, the Dodge Dart's going to be like the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, no.
It's going to be one of these ones where you're going to be going around looking for something.
I'd give anything for an old Cutlass right now.
Who's repairing these? Who's doing service on these?
It's an entry-level vehicle for, like, a college kid.
Well, an entry-level vehicle.
But it's just weird to choose, like, an older, fat black guy to, you know, be the spokesperson.
I don't get that at all.
Cutlasses are badass, dude. Like, they got fucking
really?
Rocking engine. Yeah.
You think so?
I see
Why
them
don't
in
you
the
own
hood
one?
All the time. Never.
Why don't you own
Which
one?
I'm not,
the Cutlass. I see them in the hood all the time. I
mean, old Cutlasses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
of course.
Brothers love the old Cutlasses.
Big
man.
Time. I'm saying, like, there is definitely a market for it. Definitely.
It's just not anyone we know. I mean, do you
true.
Have a Cutlass, Dean?
Come
you
on.
Have one?
Come on.
I had one back in the day. So I had a 74 Cutlass.
Yeah, but you'd have
back
one today if you could, though, right? If you
Big
got
hunk,
a good enough
yeah.
deal on it, yeah.
What was that that last Oldsmobile, the Aurora? What was that thing called? The last one.
I don't know.
Before they went
know.
Out of business.
I don't know.
And then there were all these people online trying to find places to get their Oldsmobile fixed. Oldsmobile, what an unfortunate name. It's like the AIDS diet plan or Fat Burger. It was just the wrong name.
They didn't
name.
Go for Youngsmobile?
No.
That's what you're saying?
Well, the thing is, the Oldsmobile was invented by a guy named Charles Olds, but nobody knew that by 1997. They just thought it was a fucking old car.
The Oldsmobile Alero, is that what you're thinking of, Tom?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The Alero, nice. Yeah. Looking good.
By the way... Is it Buick now that has this thing like you're supposed
that
to be?
That doesn't look like a Buick.
is that going to completely backfire on them? Because all you're doing is saying that everybody thinks that Buicks are a piece of shit.
Well, everybody thinks that like your grandfather or your great grandfather drove a Buick, and they didn't.
Right.
Well, they brought Shaq
that
in.
That doesn't look.
That's a shitty looking GM vehicle with a Buick nameplate on.
Right. Is Shaq Buick?
Shaq is the Buick guy. Remember, he pulls in front of his house and he does a Buick commercial.
Yeah, but they don't. The current campaign is
the valet know, just, walking past it, trying to
Wait,
find it, using
yeah,
the chirp.
They don't recognize the Buick,
right? And then the couple stands there, you know, like waiting for their car to be pulled up. You don't
That's
recognize
a Buick? I can't
right.
believe it.
Right. Grandma can't believe what the Buick
What a hot
like
rod
now.
That thing is.
I like to talk
oh
about
my.
The Buick LaCrosse. It's a good vehicle.
One of these days we got to like have Timson cut a whole like commercial with him. I mean, we shoot video and everything. Him and his car, because that's a beauty, man. I love that.
Timson got a great car. We'll make fun.
The Timson Mobile.
By the way, does that have 4G, Mikey?
4G.
It has AM and FM.
Sometimes.
It has a cassette player and everything.
No,
only,
it doesn't.
Only
no cassette player.
Not that highfalutin.
I've been in the Timson Chariot. It's fucking fine. He's got good air.
By the way, that was the best thing about the Falcon is I drove around Los Angeles for 20 years. I didn't have a radio in my car. It was the best thing for my head ever. I never listened to radio. It was the best possible thing that could have happened. And now that I have a radio in my car, I listen to dumb shit like we did on the way out here.
Oh, one bad show
after
another.
I can't stop listening to dumb shit. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is going on.
Yeah. And Tom, Gary's convinced that if you listen to bad shows, then you start to sound like them. I'm not going to say which
one. Your head.
But he would get so mad at me for listening to particular shows and then sounding like it. It's having an effect on you, he would say. I'm like, what are you talking about?
The heating and air conditioning specialist. Call 503. Oh, my God. There's one after another. Then you're in L.A. The smell good plumber. You got to be kidding me. You know, how do we ever work in that environment for so long? How do we do that?
That's a good question.
We haven't been here in Portland in a long time, and I got to tell you something. Love the place. Love the trees. Love the people here. Love the leaves turning in the fall. Love the wine. Love the craft beer. With the radio here, it was shit then, and it's shit now. It was shit when we were on stations. It was shit. Mm-hmm.
Stuff like this.
I mean, Tony Romo is an exception, but
you said that with an R, right? Romo.
Yeah.
Okay. What the hell?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Is somebody talking in the background?
Yes.
Oh, that's when. So
that was
that's when. That's when the fart argument was taking place in the background. It sounded like a scuffle. If you listen carefully, it sounded like two people were like wrestling. I mean, Tony Romo is an exception, but
you said that with an R, right? Romo.
Yeah.
Okay.
With all that farting, it's probably Tony Romo you're talking about.
Okay.
Is somebody talking in the background?
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah. I guess Timson was like setting Adam up with his headphones. And at some point they got into this precarious position where Adam's ass was in Timson's face.
And then he farted?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
I can't believe you didn't see the fight or anything. It's on multiple occasions. This isn't just one day. This is all spread over weeks.
No, it's not.
Yeah. You got an argument weeks.
Yes, yeah. It took them a couple of weeks to settle it. That's what happened.
Right. Timson stewed for a first couple of weeks without saying anything.
Timson, he came in the next week and you still were lecturing him about farting in your face.
Right.
Because I burped and he said, you can burp, but I can't fart. I was like, no!
This is not a matter of fairness here.
I don't want to talk about it unless he's on the phone. Come on.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, you want me to call? Don't tempt me with a good time.
I don't want it to seem
I'm
like
calling
him
right now.
You have to ask twice.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now.
Fart talk. With Adam Sachs Esquire.
It's better than that pampering you listened to earlier today.
We do farts on the fives.
Farts on the fives.
I got to bail out at that note.
K-Gas.
No, it's all good.
Traffic on the
four
is when you need it most.
It sounded like you guys finally made up last week. You're all good.
Because he didn't fart this week.
Right.
Did he fart this week?
Is he on the phone yet?
I'm asking. Did he fart this week?
You have chance to.
You got along because he didn't fart this week.
No, I think he did.
If he farted, you wouldn't have gotten along.
No, I think he did.
He did fart? Really?
See, the beauty
is
that
no sense of smell.
Yeah, so beauty is somewhere along the way, and I don't know if it was drug use or smoking or something, but somewhere along the way, I lost my sense of smell completely. And like the last 6, 7, 8 years or something, I don't smell anything. So Timson just turns around and shoots me this look like, you don't smell that? And I'm like, nope, I don't smell anything.
Oh, my.
And then he goes into, an unbelievable description of just exactly what he's smelling.
Really?
And
Guys, you're stirring the pot now.
Oh, boy.
Let's go back to talking about my shitty car.
Come on, Mikey, step. Oh, wait a minute. We got the man on the phone right now.
Let me connect you now, Adam. Here we go. I'll put you on right away.
Here he is.
We'll get this.
Now we're going to find out the truth. All right, it's Adam Sachs here. Adam?
No, Tom.
What's the truth about
Adam,
this?
And just so
I'm
you know,
not
Adam,
in there.
I didn't bring this up.
Yeah,
all.
It wasn't Timpson that
I'm
brought it
up.
It just came up in casual conversation that perhaps there was a flatulence issue that took place in the control room a couple
good.
Of weeks ago. And it actually is documented on one of the shows. You can hear you guys arguing in the background about your farting. And in fact, Tom stopped the show down. Like, is somebody talking? What's going on? So it turns out
I thought the mic
is somebody
was off,
talking in the background?
Yes.
So I mean, I love Mike, but
yeah, cool.
You know, he was, you know, he burped a couple of times pretty loudly there, and
therefore
said,
that gave
Mike,
you license to fart. I understand.
No, it was the opposite. I said to Mike, you know, pretty heavy on the burps there, and he's like, oh, yeah, what did you do?
No, it wasn't. Oh, okay, now we're going to get into it.
It. Like,
now we're going to get into it. Let me turn my mic up a little bit. It wasn't, Mike, it was, I can't believe this. Such indignancy. Righteously indignantly goes, oh, I can't believe you, you're giving me heat because I farted and you burped? My God. Now, the difference was I was facing Tom. I was facing a double pane glass when I burped. You farted when you went, hey, Mikey, can you help me with my headphones? Sure, let me bend down and... Adam,
really?
What the hell? That's... Now, come on. And I didn't bring this up.
That is a little different.
I told him I was sorry.
And we were cool.
And accept an apology, man.
I accept
it. Went on.
We hugged it out.
No, it carried into the next week. You guys, you still didn't like kiss and make up until like 2 weeks later.
No, we did.
No, we hugged. I said, Mike, give me
it's
a hug.
Good.
I'm sorry. We hugged, and then he starts screaming again.
No, because I walked out of the room, and Gary and Adam go like, farted in his face. And I turned right around. I was like, what the fuck?
Now the truth comes out.
Yep.
Now we find out what's going on.
My impression
somebody
was,
talking
you know,
in the
when you... Oh, when you humble yourself and you say sorry, the other person is supposed to let it go.
And I did. I did. I wasn't the one who brought it up when I walked out of the room.
Adam, sounds like you're the guy who let it go.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I come keep bringing in this, like, spicy food and stuff, you know?
It was very unintentional, by the way. What's that?
It was unintentional. Mike suggested I... purposely did it to him when he was picking up the headphone.
No, I didn't. I didn't suggest
it. It was just unfortunate timing that your ass was in his face.
It was bad timing. That's right. I admit that.
Can't you kind of control that until he's done being down there?
He couldn't.
I got the Jewish digestion. I'm sorry. I feel guilty about it. I told him I'm sorry.
I'm not the one bringing it up. I just want to make that clear.
I just think we came close to violence in the studio. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it got weird, dude. It really did, and I think you can hear it in the background on that particular recording. Like, there's some... it came close to fisticuffs.
I mean, Tony Romo's an exception, but...
I think Mike...
You said that with an R, right?
Eye. You know what I'm saying? That's the... Spirit.
Roma.
Yeah.
Okay. What the hell?
He gets
Don't
this,
worry about
he
it.
He gets this look in his eyes like anything...
Okay. Is somebody talking in the background?
Yes.
Who's talking about here?
Adam doesn't realize you're playing the fucking audio.
Yeah, that's the recording of you and Timpson like fighting in the background.
Fighting.
It literally shut the whole. We were doing news for guys. It literally brought everything to a grinding halt. Dino stopped talking. Then Tom
and
said, "Is somebody talking in the background?" Don't worry about it.
Somebody was talking in the background.
Tom was right.
What am I supposed to say? The guy looks like he's going to attack me. I was like,
he was
pissed.
He was pissed. You fought.
158 pounds of sinewy flesh is going to attack anybody. Come on.
I've always been a big supporter, of this guy.
Same here,
seriously.
Adam. Same to you. Absolutely.
Of course,
and keep in mind, I'm not the one bringing this up.
Yeah.
All right.
Every time, I feel
the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I said
on the air, too, I said, I don't want to talk about this unless we get Adam on, because I don't want him to think that we're bashing him. I almost said shitting on him.
Don't say that.
Come on, man.
But you know, so there you go.
I really feel like, you know, we actually hugged for real, and it was, you know, like
really
put it behind. So yeah, of course, I love Mikey. It's no sweat.
Don't say behind.
Adam, in your defense, it appears to me, from somebody from the outside, that you are like from the get go in the morning, you're like in court, you're doing all the shit, you're flying around, and then by the time you get to us, you by the way, you very kindly bring us food too, but you're just kind of eating on the run, and you end up
don't say run.
And, you know, it's probably not the best thing for your digestive system. You probably want to eat, you know, on a regular schedule and maybe some better stuff.
And what about those Twinkies, for God's sake?
All right, that's fine. Thanks a lot, you know. I mean, no more Twinkies.
Oh, right? No. You know, see?
No, Twinkies are good.
I showed up a couple of times with food, you know, and I started thinking to myself, I'm eating myself. I'm being a jerk. I should bring food for everybody.
It's
you know,
the great, that is,
we love that.
That is so awesome. When
we love that.
Incredibly grateful for that.
We do.
And so, I mean, I brought you guys Chick-fil-A this week. Last week, barbecue.
That was good,
I mean,
by the way. Can we get Tom Leggins to admit that Chick-fil-A fucking chicken sandwich was awesome?
It was not only was it awesome.
Was it awesome?
Not only was it awesome, but I
downed it in 30 seconds.
Not only that, I ate the Mike Timpson Chick-fil-A as well.
Well, chicken. No chicken for Timpson, you know, forget it.
Right.
Well, thing was, there was a Mike Timpson chicken sandwich, but Mike Timpson doesn't eat chicken, so who do you think powered that down? I did.
Yeah. I mean, all that time you've given all that time you're giving Dino a hard time about that Chick-fil-A, he might be onto something, man.
Yes.
Dude, you guys give me a hard time about everything. Give me a hard time about Domino's. You fucking ate Domino's.
No.
You gave me a hard time about
Burger King.
Tom had Burger King the other day with me, and it was just fine. And now this. The fucking Chick-fil-A is good, dude. The Chick-fil-A is good, period. Done, dude.
Those nuggets are done.
Chick-fil-A is very good.
Yes, Tom, you are correct. They're average at best. Average at best.
No,
I was bringing in Domino's because they delivered to the studio, and that Quigley guy was like screaming at me how bad.
Yeah, you
they
took
were.
Some shit for that. Yeah, you took some shit for that. Uh-huh. You know why? Because the other people that come just happen to get like you know real awesome you know gourmet pizza and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, so you know, to spend a lot of money, bring food and get criticized, that hurts. You know.
Who's criticizing you, about the food? That's all right, man.
Tend to the huggy again if you want.
I
what
love
was the
it.
Name of the guy that used to sing those songs? Twitley.
Yeah, Scuzz Twitley.
Scuzz Twitley.
Yes, he still does.
Yeah,
sing
he was yelling. I get yelled at by him about the pizza. Seriously.
He drank a lot of Jack Daniels.
He doesn't work for us.
Well, I don't know. He came in and he had a slice of my pizza, and he's like, "What the fuck is this?"
Did he sound like that?
Yeah, he was really mad. Excuse me.
Scuzz probably had a view at that point.
Yeah, or
yeah,
10.
I always try
or
to
10.
Like, build it up. But
didn't he?
He drank like a liter. I swear to God,
he
drank
knock
like a
out
liter
a bottle
of
Jack Daniels. Oh, it was Jack Daniels. It was Knob Creek. Jack Daniels.
It was the bigger size bottle, I believe. Whatever it was bigger than a liter.
Of Knob Creek,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Something.
I think
of
Tom's
something.
Right. It
either
was,
Jack or Knob.
He might have slopped the knob,
but
whatever it was, it was the gigantic bottle.
It was a jug. It was a jug.
It was a fucking jug.
Yeah, it did like half the handle.
By the way, I think he made a fucking banjo out of it.
How much drinking are we supposed to do with the Cat and Fiddle, by the way?
Oh, as much as you want. Nice. The thing is that it's a dinner, and, you know, we want it's one of our favorite, let's call it our favorite British pubs of all time.
Right.
And so it's not just about crushing the bar. It's about appreciating the fact that, you know, this institution is finally, after 32 years, closing its doors, and we're going to gather and celebrate together. Or
yes.
But, you know, you realize your website title is Unlimited Drink.
It's an open bar.
Yes, it's an open bar. Yes, correct.
Okay. But it's not unlimited because we also said that if you get obnoxious or obviously intoxicated, we will give you the boot.
Right. Nobody should be under the impression that they're going to come and just get shitty and start, you know, crapping all over everything and puking and then the rest, you know?
We will boot them if they do that. Are you worried about people getting drunk?
Is that Gary?
Dude, I don't think we've ever actually drank together. I'm always drinking. You're always chewing.
No, he has his handlers, and he's usually on the other side of the event. He has his handlers.
Handlers, man.
He says those are his friends.
No, those are his handlers.
No, he says they're his friends.
A guy following around with a fucking umbrella is a fucking handler. I've seen Puff Daddy had a guy like that. Yes.
I don't want to get rained on, man.
By the way, but when you guys talked about the 7 pastrami sandwiches,
is this
a joke.
Is this like Michael Jackson? You walk around with a guy with an umbrella?
No, two guys.
You're making
two guys.
Two.
Yeah.
Mainly
enough for the manager of the Laugh Factory to look at me in the eye and say, did he just walk past us with several people and boxes of food like it was Chinese takeout? And I'm like, I think he had barbecue, and those were, I think, ribs, and that was the rub. And I said, I think he has corn on the cob right there. There he goes. She goes, he can't bring that in there. And I'm like, well, I'll go tell his handlers. And she's like, you can't leave the front door. She's like, I will go tell him.
Tom wasn't going to say who did that, remember?
I didn't.
Yeah, no. He still hasn't.
He didn't.
He still hasn't.
By the way, did you enjoy it?
I think just filled everybody in.
Right. Well, this is what happened. I was standing
there. I did have a listener who performed at Be Funny Live wanted to know why you get a Twinkie when he was coming off stage. I did have that, and I failed to mention.
You know, that was a sit-down comic, and I gave him like an 8 or a 9, and I gave him a Twinkie, and I thought he'd be happy so he can blow.
See, that's nice.
The sit-down comic. That's awesome.
There we go.
He got a Twinkie.
That's all he got for his efforts
was a Twinkie. But that's beautiful that you gave him more than anybody else did.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, damn right.
God fucked you on the spine, but here's a Twinkie.
And he was
perfect fart height, by the way.
You're handicapped. Here, have a Twinkie.
There you go. You had him could blast them backwards. See how far he could move him with a fart. We could take bets on that.
Unbelievable.
Timson knows.
So I've been the butt of every joke on Be Funny.
Don't say butt.
No, you're not the butt of every joke.
Don't say butt.
Now I'm gonna get farting now for the next 6 months.
You're not the butt of every joke. Come on, you're being overly sensitive.
No, it was either gay
Everybody on the show has been through the same thing. Every single person on the show. You just don't seem to be willing to accept it.
No, you're providing the material, Gary.
No.
It's all your fault.
It just came up in conversation. We couldn't ignore it because of the commotion that it started.
It was more of a knock on Timson, Adam, to tell you the truth.
No, I'm telling you. No way.
Yep. Tom was letting Timson know that he was very upset with him.
But let's get it straight. You felt that it was unreasonable for Timson to respond in the way that he did.
Well, you know what it was? He kind of calmed down and got freaked out in a cycle like 3 or 4 times. You know? Did you ever see that guy that Joe Pesci played in Goodfellas where he seems to be laughing and then he freaks out again and then he's laughing and then he freaked out again?
What do I amuse you? How the fuck am I so funny? What the fuck is so funny about me?
You're
saying at some point you thought Tenzin would shoot you in the foot?
Right.
I'm going, Mike, calm the hell down. We worked this out, didn't we?
I'm afraid you'll fall under questioning.
Yeah.
And then it came back around again, probably because you probably slid in some sort of aside.
I let it go, man.
All right.
How could I defend what I did? Right.
If you listen to that piece of audio, you hear very faintly in the background. I'm not going to boost it up, but you can hear him say, "What am I supposed to do?" And then I lost it for a second.
I thought you were going to say, if you listen closely, you could hear the fart.
No.
There have been times that you can hear it though.
Anybody that knows Timson knows.
Yeah.
Anybody knows Timson knows that in general he's as cool as a cucumber, as level as it gets. But every once in a while, the shit spikes, when it does, you don't want to be around.
So I can only think of three people that Timson get upset by. Three. That's it.
Our man, Mikey, off Mike Timson has a dark side. Okay.
Really?
He's a little.
Why is
another hour?
Why is it dark side? No, I just...
He's got that thing going on. I like that. That's a positive thing. Come on, I want someone vanilla.
Nice backhanded compliment.
I'm not.
He's got that thing going on.
I appreciate it, though. Timson's evil side. I like that.
He's got a dark side.
Yeah.
I know he's got a nice dark side, but he's got a dark side.
I respect that. It's a good quality.
I'd say the backhanded for the girls, okay? I'm giving him a straight compliment. I think having an edge and a dark side is good.
And Mikey, Adam wants you to know that he likes your dark side. It's not a backhanded compliment. That's an actual compliment.
He's embracing it.
So you know.
Come on.
Absolutely. I stand behind that.
Ooh, he just smashed something.
Don't
I heard
behind.
In the studio. Timson smashing things. I hear it.
No. He's breaking the studio?
He's brushing the studio.
Wait. Play it in the clear, Mikey. Hold on. 3, 2, 1.
What am I supposed to do?
Oh, yeah.
What am I supposed to do? You just farted in my face. Please don't do that again. What am I supposed to do? Don't do that. God.
I can't believe you guys recorded all that. Oh, my God.
It was on the
no,
air.
No, it was on the air. It literally
oh, great.
Stopped
Even
news.
Better.
We stopped down news for guys because you were you no, guys were arguing fight. About your farting. Yeah. That's how bad it was.
He doesn't realize what happened.
Don't worry about it.
What the hell?
Don't worry about it.
Is there talking going on in this?
Is somebody talking in the background?
Yes.
You know, that could have just passed and no one would have known.
No,
it
don't say
pass.
Pass.
That happened on terrestrial radio. Come on, please. Stranger don't things could happen that just never got mentioned, you know?
Okay, well,
guys,
now that we're talking about it, what are we talking about?
Okay, talking about nothing. Nothing.
Stranger things? What stranger things? I'm not aware of this.
Right, so I'm bringing gourmet food every week, right?
Right.
Yeah,
and Mikey's got a bag of Mexican candy, okay?
No, that's
and
not
he tells
Mikey's
me,
bag.
Have some of this great candy here. I can't find one fucking normal piece of anything.
That's because Paul from Sydney brought that because he visited Mexico
great.
While he was here, and he brought
great.
That stuff there. Well, it had nothing to do with
he
Mikey.
He brought Mexican
though,
candy and little Mexican children here.
He, let me tell you, when Paul was there, he was chewing the gum that I brought. I brought that beautiful bazooka bucket.
Oh,
and he returned the favor with his Mexican
bazooka.
Shit.
Not that shitty Mexican gum. He brought bazooka.
Goddamn right, and he returns me with Australian candy, for Christ's sake?
Mexican candy, Mexican.
Mexican candy.
That's supposed to make me feel better?
Uh-oh.
No. Oh,
beautiful
boy.
Bazooka.
Adam's keeping tabs. He's chewing the gum and
you know
everything.
What, you know exactly what I'm talking about, man.
He's keeping tabs on the quality of the gum I'm noticing here.
Adam,
goddamn
you,
right.
Adam, I'm serious. You have to give the Mexican treats another try. They're fucking great. I mean,
I
even Gary
I
had
that
some.
Bag. I couldn't find one normal thing in the whole.
No,
thing.
No,
it's not.
You know
it's just
that,
named
you,
other
you
things.
That, you
it's
you
the
just,
same
you,
shit, man.
Yeah, you just got to dive in and
yeah.
You know.
Adam, I'll set aside some
yeah.
nice ones for. I'm telling you, the taffy
right.
shit.
You'll be
is
you'll
awesome.
Be my candy.
Let your hair down, Hammer.
Saving yeah. the good ones.
Make that happen.
I will, man. I'm going to be like one of your handlers. I'm going to separate the good ones for you.
All right, I thought it was Gary's job, but okay. Mm.
Does the
he
Tesla
my,
have
my,
like
my producer or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
is your
now,
Tesla,
oh Tesla now what? Oh
does your
my
Tesla
God,
have like special
go.
Seats that aerate your ass and stuff? I mean,
see, oh, Adam, I'm not geez. Bringing this up. I'm not bringing it up.
No, I'm just saying.
You're
probably do.
You
probably have fancy.
You were thinking it.
Probably have fancy seats.
Tom, here comes
you know,
the bus. Boom.
You know, we were not even allowed to talk about Tom's Tesla. You're not allowed to even look at it. You have to put a finger
no,
on it.
No, you weren't allowed to touch
it.
That,
can't
no,
touch
no, no, no. That's where you went wrong. You touched
right.
it.
You can touch my dart, but that's about yeah. all.
You didn't, Adam, you didn't lean against
well,
it the other night,
don't
right?
Don't touch my fart.
My dart, you can poop on it, for Christ's sake.
Tom knows
my
everything.
My Tesla, no.
He knows everything, Adam.
Yeah, but if I wanted to sit in wow. If I wanted to sit in a Tesla, I had to buy my own. I couldn't sit in
that. That's totally true. Dino, have you been in a Tesla?
No, not allowed.
No.
Aren't you glad you bought your own?
Out loud. Jesus
no,
Christ.
I think
well,
you're
you
missing
know,
out.
I just want you to know you guys can sit in mine, okay? It's fine. I'm not crazy. And no farting.
I already
that mean
have
Tom's
that
crazy?
Very,
I don't understand.
Very
Tom.
Nice.
See?
Yeah,
and I got the like good. A show on the TuneIn app, Tom, just so you know.
Have you,
oh, good.
Have you taken broads out on that thing yet?
Absolutely.
And what do they think? Is it like a penny dropper? Or
oh,
what?
They don't even know. They don't even know who Tesla is. It's so embarrassing.
Seriously? They don't give a
they,
shit?
You know, is Edison or Tesla? Who?
Adam.
Not exactly intellectual. You know, they don't develop their minds. They don't have to.
That's right. They don't.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm here to help.
They develop their giants. That's all that needs to be developed.
Right.
I don't know. The chicks fart? I'm not sure.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Really?
But you're so busy impressed. Trying to get in their panties, you don't care. You let that stuff slide.
Some guys have a Dutch oven.
Real
thing,
advantage.
Dude. You might want to look into that. Look into some Dutch. Next time you're in the studio, we'll play you some Dutch oven porn.
All right. I always try to get the porn on, Gary. You always flipping the channels, and we end up watching
well, because you
want to
see full-on penetration all the time. That's not the way me and Tencent roll.
You like to watch those stupid Playboy game shows.
Yeah. Come on. I just have some hot broads, topless and stuff. Yeah, we're kind of down with that. Yeah. We don't need to see everybody getting banged all the time.
I want to know what's going on. I don't like this half and half shit.
Right.
Adam, be sure to practice up before you get here, because I definitely want you to do a blow back the sitting comedian and see how far Pat we can fucking blow him. I'm guessing you could do
Adam,
at least
you know
5 inches.
You know the long hallway? I think if we set you guys up on one end of the hallway and you come up with a really good blast, we could send them all the way down the other side.
See, I'm thinking only 5 inches.
A new skill that I'm developing here?
I think you already have
the blow back.
I didn't know
if you
want to
call it a skill, that's fine, but I think you already have it.
At least you put it to good use, man. Blowing back a person's handicap is fucking funny, man. That's that you can do.
All right, so Tom, you got Be Funny set up for the next 6 months, I think, okay?
Good.
You got nothing to worry about.
That's great.
Plenty of material. There's no question.
All right. Well, you know,
Hey, Tom, it's Adam Sachs, man. I'm a Jew, yeah.
The farting Jew, no. That's good. That's a compliment, actually. It is a compliment.
Come on, Hammer Time. You know we love you, and we appreciate your support.
Yeah.
That's somehow great he is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Awesome.
And you,
you got it, man. I can roll with it, man. Let me tell you.
You're gonna, you're gonna be a thing.
The song about how gay I am, and I gave the guy a freaking 9. Okay, so,
good
he will
work.
He will never forget that ever.
Yeah. What about the rest of the people in the room?
What about them,
dude? Everybody gets busted on. I mean, Dino was the subject of
he's not even listening. He's missing. He's missing. He's just talking over you.
People wish death and cancer on me for the first 6 months that I worked here, daily. Not just calling in on social media. Once they got my email address, they were saying.
Hey, I always supported you, Mike.
You did. I appreciate that. Thank you, Adam.
Right. It all ended with the farting in the face, though. I'm sorry.
And then he gave you a. Then he gave you a good congratulatory fart just to seal the deal.
Love you, Mikey.
That was a little eternity thing, you know?
Now that we've been together this long, now I can tell you how I really feel.
And if they're wet ones, Adam, you could fucking have them do a spray tan on Jesus, Timson.
Jesus, Dino, stop
spray
it.
Spray tan them. Come on. Get that going.
And Adam, you'll November 20th, 7 p.m., you'll be at the Cat in the Fart thing, right?
I wouldn't miss it, and I will fart there often and have a good time.
By the way,
please don't.
If you have some of those bangers and mash, you might fart.
No. No, we left those off the
That's
menu.
That's why
so
we left them
right.
off the menu.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Get a steak pie is not going to sit well with
him. The menu
either.
Is very carefully chosen. It's a methane-free menu.
How can I stand in front of a judge like a normal person at this point for the other side mentioning this bullshit to me?
You should fart on the other side.
You want to be squeezed.
Is that going to happen?
You want to be squeezing your sphincter.
Stuff about vagina moaning.
Yes.
This is what Mr. Sachs laughingly refers to as vagina moaning.
Well,
I have
you
it
do.
In decoration.
So do I.
Man. Mr. Sachs associated with misogynist radio personality Tom Likas.
Really? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, he gets this shit all the time.
Yeah, no shit.
Wait, that's a matter of court record?
I'm the farting Jewish lawyer?
No, you're not the farting Jewish lawyer.
No, only on Timson.
Just the farting lawyer. The Jewish part never came up.
God. Oh. All right, well, it's been a slice of heaven, you guys.
Adam, you know we love you.
Yeah, thanks. I love you, too. Yeah. Like it, you know?
I've told you this a million times. That once you're associated with the show, you just kind of have to, you know.
We all
roll
are.
With,
we
you
are
roll
all.
With the punches because everybody takes
okay,
chips.
Okay, so let's think about this, okay? Seriously, the song, Adam, You Are So Gay, okay? So Wade and repeat
he
that.
Will
what,
not let it
time?
Go. Adam, you are so gay, and when
no,
did you
no,
sing that?
Not, hold on a second.
I'm
going to
see if
that's
I can get
it,
Wade on the phone here
wait
real quick.
A second.
Yeah, okay,
that's
yes.
That's not a line in the song. That is the fucking song, okay? He doesn't say it once in passing like Timson, you know, we hate you, Timson, okay? The whole entire chorus is, Adam, you were so gay. You were so gay. Adam, you were so gay. You've been fucked by a Jew lawyer. You were so gay. You were so gay.
Jew criminal. He called you a
Jew. He must have said it 50 fucking times. That, okay, that there's a little imbalance.
That's because the original song went like that.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
You don't know the Michael Jackson song, Smooth Criminal?
Yeah, I know the song, but I don't remember hearing my name in it.
The original song has a line repeating over and over and over, and he's just mimicking the patterns of the original song.
Okay, if you say so, Dad.
Come on, Adam, I told you this. I've told Dino this a million times from the very beginning. The moment they know they're getting under your skin, you're fucked.
Yeah, so,
by the way, this call alone just guaranteed you another 2 years of torture.
That's what he's saying. That's what I'm telling him.
What does Adam Saxon and ambulance have in common?
I don't know.
They like to get both loaded from the rear and go, woo, woo, woo.
Jesus. I'm thinking ambulance chaser, no. Much worse.
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Adam Sachs. I have a complaint that I wish to lodge against you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Oh, God.
Well, anytime I'm typing in the background, I mean, you're very quick to jump on me, but Gary's had that damn dog running around in the background. I can hear that collar jiggle jaggling the entire time. It sounds like my jelly jar is when the earthquake comes.
That's unfair.
At least it wasn't anti-Semitic.
That was a shot at me just as much as it was a shot at you.
Why don't we both go down together, you see that?
Mm. Elvis likes you.
Whoa, hold up, Tom. There's no corporation. I was thinking to myself, what inconsideration. Can't believe you didn't. I can't believe you didn't say to him, you've got some brass balls, you fucking Jew.
That one was a little anti-Semitic there.
Yeah, that was a little heavy, I think. Huh?
Yeah, but we got a lot of jokes.
Okay.
We got black jokes. We got Italian jokes on the show. We got the Arab jokes. We got
easy on the Holocaust jokes, okay?
We got these Asian jokes, people playing Asians who are not Asians, and they got a lot of stuff.
All right, well, I'll try to take it in a good way.
You're not the only one. And
are
by the way...
You're in Oregon or something of the sort?
Oregon, yes.
Yeah.
Gary also?
Gary and I are in Oregon, yes.
Yeah, we're both in Oregon right now in a tasting room off of Highway 99W.
Outrageous. And Dino and Mikey are in the studio?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I got that Mexican candy for you if you want to stop by, Adam. I'm serious. I'm telling you right now. I have your parking spot open for you here. And if you want the Mexican candy, come on by and you can fart on Timson.
Dean, if you know where I can find some Mexican candy, I could use it tonight about 9 o'clock.
Well, I think you're limiting yourself. I think south of the border, period. You have all of Central America candy and you have South America candy, too.
In Oregon, you're not going to find that. I'll tell you right now.
They're little brown suckers is what he's looking for.
Right, exactly.
Little suckers.
Little brown suckers.
From
a strictly technical point of view, it's remarkable. I mean, I'm in Calabasas, the boys are in Burbank, and you guys are in Oregon. That's amazing.
Right? Thinking about little raisinettes?
Chicklets.
Jesus Christ. All right, man, what can I say? You know, I go in, I let my hair down, I don't realize it's all going to be used against me.
But you know the Miranda warning as well as I do. Anything you say can and will be used against you. And that's especially true on this show.
Environment. I wasn't hanging with cops, you know?
Don't blame us. It's everybody out there who can hear everything we're saying.
You know, some guy came up to me at the Laugh Factory with a sign. He made a freaking sign of a no corporation with my picture and your picture. And
that appeared on Twitter about 1,000 times. I saw it.
There you go, see? Can't put this stuff down, man.
Hang on a second, though, Adam, because we got Danny on the phone. Danny, what did you want to say here to Adam Sachs? Go ahead and say it.
Oh, shit. Hey, I get no respect. I get no respect. Hey, nobody gets ragged on more than Dino does, and you never hear Dino complain about it. So, I mean, it's just fun. I just saw Rodney Dangerfield in you right now, so Can you blow me up, Pop?
I'll blow you up. Here you go.
He was, you know, Rodney Dangerfield was one of a kind, no doubt about it.
Right?
Yes.
You, Adam, you probably. Do you have recordings of when he was on 97.1 with us?
Because I know
you keep the archives. Because Rodney did like probably half a dozen shows with us.
Oh yeah,
and he would show up in his fucking bathrobe,
right?
Like he was it was a wandering homeless guy.
No way.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He's really special.
Then he would talk to us off the air. He would be depressed. He would be telling us how depressed he was.
Rambling about all this crazy stuff, and then as soon as you turn on the microphone, he'd just, like, do his shtick. Wow. It was great. It was fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. But then the minute the mic went off, he'd be like, I feel like shit.
No, but he's the one, if you remember, he made those HBO specials, and I think he founded Kinison and even Jerry Seinfeld.
Sure, yeah. I forget what the name of those.
Yeah.
There was the name of that series that he did.
Young Comedian.
And Kinison was awesome on that, man. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, but he basically discovered those guys.
Yeah.
Well, he was friends with Kinison. They were close. In fact, that's why Kinison was in the movie Back to School.
Right, right.
They were great. Close friends. I think they did a little boozing, a little cocaine together, I think, is what happened there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, we can say anything we want about them now because they're dead.
They're both dead. Yeah. And I knew both of them. So I can say I think they were drinking and doing cocaine together. I do.
Right, of course.
Yep. All right. You know, we probably at some point, we should probably, if we're going to do Likas 101.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. We went way over.
Yeah, we haven't even done the last break of this, the last hour yet. So we're going to do that.
All right, Saxy, we'll see you next Tuesday. Please, no farting. If we can we hook that up, maybe
I'll make an effort.
Just change your diet a little bit, like 24 hours before you come in. Or, like I told Timpson last week, I told Timpson to come in next week with a full-blown gas mask on, you know, like a real deal
like
one.
Like a hazmat. Right. You know, a little hazmat.
I have to say, I think that, you know, Mike and I have put it behind us, so.
Don't
say that.
Don't keep the ball bouncing, okay?
The fact that it was behind.
Tell me, try to do it in the hour, but you thought you had some power.
Right?
Have guys in your apartment, and there's cum stains on the carpet.
Holy
shit. At the table, watching porno on the cable.
I want all men.
To entertain you are not able to do the job because you are gay, dude.
I'm all for that.
Adam, you're so gay. Adam, you're so gay. You're so gay, Adam.
Right?
Adam, you're so gay. Adam, you're so gay. You're so gay, Adam.
Love it.
Adam, you're so gay. Adam, you are so gay. You are so gay.
Okay.
Adam, you are so gay. Adam, you are so gay. You are so gay. Adam.
Wait.
Adam, you are so gay. But you clarify that you're okay.
Touched by a man.
There is no corporation. Many missed it. We're not waiting.
You mean the guy?
I've gotten your comfort. It's a bloodstain on the carpet.
Touched by a guy.
Tom Brackett's on the show, dude. And yes, waiting is what it comes down to.
Yeah, coming down.
Adam, you are so gay. Adam, you are so gay. You are so gay. Adam.
Right?
Adam, you are so gay. Adam, you are so gay. You are so gay. Adam, but Tommy, are you okay? Tommy, are you okay? Are you okay, Tommy? Because you've been stepped on. You've been stepped on by a Jew criminal.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you. I love you.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Are you a business owner? Is a single problem employee threatening to ruin your entire business with a lawsuit or a labor board complaint? If so, you need an aggressive defense team dedicated to California employers only. You know, labor claims can be a nightmare to resolve, and you've got enough on your plate. Go to defendmybiz.com today. That's defendmybiz.com. This is what they do. Focus only on defending employers. Look, California can be extremely difficult on employers. With their extensive experience, they've developed numerous strategies and successfully handled hundreds of employee issues, large and small. You'll be working directly with their top labor law attorneys. DefendMyBiz.com will fight for your rights and resolve your employee problems so you can go back to focusing on what's important. Your business. Go to defendmybiz.com and get a free 15-minute private consultation with a labor defense attorney.
It's free, and there's no obligation. Just sound advice. What are you waiting for? Protect everything you've worked so hard to achieve. Go to defendmybiz.com today. Defendmybiz.com.
A man. A man and his truck. A man, his truck, and his favorite radio station. And come the ballads and the broads and the bullshit. Now that man is driving around in his truck, in a storm, in the mud, looking for his balls. Over here, dummy. New normal.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years, using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and can tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today. The Tom Likas Show. From Dundee, Oregon. Somewhere on Highway 99W, in back of a tasting room that has not yet opened, a wine tasting room. The Tom Likas Show, coming to you absolutely live if you're listening at 5:20 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on the 6th of November, 2014. Through the miracle of technology. And coming up next, another edition of Likas 101, where your professor is going to tell you how to get laid while spending less money, wasting less time and energy on chicks who aren't going to put out anyway. If you have a question for your professor, you can call us right now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM for Likas 101. Call 901-3000-866.
Likas 101.
Call the professor.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything. Even groceries at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
We took an Italian from Philadelphia and a Czech from New Jersey, and we threw them in a swamp together with a limited supply of booze and pills. And shit gets crazy.
They ain't just stupid. They're swamp stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system, so it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter, so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts, take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big, booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box.
This is the new normal.